This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the next great concert with the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. And so happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about it is the Executive Director of the ASO, Libby Watson. Libby, so good to have you back on the program once again.
Hi, Dale. Thank you for having us.
As well as the music director and conductor of the ASO, Bruce Kiesling. Bruce, hi.
It's sensational to be here. Thanks, Dale.
Oh, it's good to have you back. After, you know, a great holiday program that you had of Swing into Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That was just fantastic. It was. And, you know, now we're coming up to another great one that is going to be a lot of fun, too. And I know you and the orchestra like doing these type of concerts, and it's going to be the Star Wars, the sequel.
Exactly. You know, I'm so glad you mentioned our great holiday program. It was a ton of fun, and everyone who was there for that big band Swing into Christmas had a really wonderful time. And like you said, though, the orchestra does enjoy these kinds of programs because sometimes on our more classical programs, you know, we might have three pieces. Mm-hmm. But on here, both in the holiday one that you just mentioned and for Star Wars, we get to do 12, 13, 14 pieces, and not because that doesn't make a three-hour concert. No, but these are lots of short things. And in today's society, you know, it's wonderful to hear lots of short things that come together around a similar theme. And February, as you probably know, has become traditionally the film month for the orchestra. So we often do a film-themed program. We've had great success with an animation theme. Certainly our Harry Potter concerts, which we've done now twice over the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. We've had two Harry Potter concerts, which have been very successful. And several years ago, we did a Star Wars program, which was one of our best-selling programs that we've ever done. And so here we are several years later, and we thought, now there's enough music.
Yes.
You know, in the Star Wars lifetime of 9 movies and various TV shows, etc., that we can do a sequel concert just like they did a sequel to the Star Wars.
So before we go any farther, Libby, let's talk about when this is going to be.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. So this is titled Star Wars, the Sequel. It's happening Friday night, February 14th, and the concert will begin at 7 o'clock. This is a little earlier than we normally would start a concert, but it's a family-friendly program, and it's February, so it gets dark out a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
So we're moving the concert time ahead to 7 o'clock, right on the hour. It's happening at Dawson Auditorium on the Adrian College campus, and tickets are available on the Adrian Symphony website. You can get there by going to adriansymphony.org, or you can call the box office for tickets at 517-264-3121. And we'll have the box office open at Dawson Auditorium 2 hours ahead of the concert time. So starting at 5 o'clock on the 14th, the box office will be open. We'll have a cash bar available in the lobby as well that will open at 6.
Okay. And like you said, Bruce, with the Star Wars, so much music is out there right now. And especially with some of the newer movies that have come out, plus all the different TV shows that are coming out now, too.
Absolutely. It's really this wonderful treasure trove, really, of music and musical themes, because obviously John Williams, he wrote all that really famous music that we know from the Star Wars, not only the original series, but the prequel series and then the sequel series, each one of those three films. And then he wrote the Han Solo theme for the Han Solo movie and has been a little bit involved in the Obi-Wan theme as well for the Obi-Wan television series. But other than that, he is not the composer of the other films and some of the TV shows. But those composers have used John Williams' themes and really as an inspiration, because so much of that world is defined by that great music of John Williams, and most importantly for us, defined by that big sweeping orchestral sound that the Adrian Symphony is so good at reproducing for our audience. So yeah, we'll do lots of our favorite things, but as we said from the title, the sequel, this is a chance for us to go maybe to, like, I like to say, like the B-sides of some of the hits. So yes, we're going to do some of the hits, and we should get those out of the way and mention, of course, the things that everybody would be like, what do you mean? Of course you're doing the main title from Star Wars, you know, that big thing that happens.
Yes.
Exactly, the famous trumpet fanfare. And probably the other thing that people most request from the Star Wars film series is the Imperial March.
Oh, yes.
And that actually was not written for the first movie, but we heard it in Empire Strikes Back first.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you see the big Star Destroyers flying by, that's when you, the first time you hear this big military sound. And John Williams had a background in military bands. That was some of his first work, was arranging for that.
Now, I did not know that.
Yeah, so he has this incredible career. And not too long ago, in December, a new documentary came out on Netflix about John Williams. So it was a great chance to kind of see him, his children talking about him, growing up with him as a father. And of course, Steven Spielberg is in there talking about Johnny Williams, is like, because they've been working together decades. And I think he says after, you know, doing Jaws together, he said, I know that he's going to do all my movies.
Oh, wow.
And so just decades and decades of wonderful collaborations later. But Steven Spielberg himself was a big fan of classical music and would often, when he was editing his films, he would edit those to classical music. And so that's one of the reasons that it seems to fit so well with that big, romantic, sweeping orchestral sound that we find in so much, not only of John Williams' music generally, but certainly in these great, great things from Star Wars. So yeah, the main title, Imperial March, and then Princess Leia's theme.
Oh, yes.
Those are some of the hits. And the other kind of thing that everyone is going to expect to hear probably is the theme from Yoda's theme, also from The Empire Strikes Back. And for me, watching that documentary from Netflix that they had out, one of the most touching moments is they asked John Williams, well, you've written all these decades of music. What really stands out? You know, what are your favorites?
Yeah.
And he said, I guess, you know, when I think back to when I hear Yoda's theme again, I think, well, that's rather nice. And here's this, you know, this great, great composer. And what he says about it is very simple. He said that the intervals are very simple.
Yeah.
It's this very basic idea, but something about it still resonates for him that he said, you know, that's very nice.
Nice.
And so for me, I just smiled this big, big smile when I heard him say that because, you know, I know this music well. But to hear this composer talk about all this decades and decades of wonderful, wonderful music, big, loud, crashy stuff, Indiana Jones and Harry Potter and all this stuff. And he says, that's pretty nice. It's the Yoda's theme. So we're definitely going to be including that as well. And those are kind of the standard things that everybody would want to hear.
Sure.
But because, as I said, this is the sequel, we're going to go to the B-sides. We're also going to hear maybe some of the things that we haven't gotten a chance to hear as much. And one of those is the forest battle. So in the third film that came out, The Return of the Jedi, there's this great big finale where there are three different plot things going on at the same time because you have Luke Skywalker, he's on the Death Star with the Emperor and Darth Vader, and he's kind of fighting a lightsaber fight there. Up in space, they're trying to destroy the Death Star, and the shield generator is still up. Mm-hmm. Big space battle going mm-hmm. on. And at the same time, there's this third element, which is this massive forest battle happening on the moon there as they try to get to where their shield generator is. I'm such a nerd, I can't believe I know. Libby's like, fascinating, Bruce. this is this great moment in the film because there are these three concurrent battles going on, and there's this amazing score that's happening underneath it. So you've got these three different elements, and the music that goes on kind of captures all three of those things happening. So it's a little bit of a jump from character to character, but somehow he paints between all three of them. And so there's the space battle, there's this lightsaber battle between three people, and then this big sort of forest battle with the Ewoks and all this, the stormtroopers down there and everything. And so we've never played this music before, and so we're glad to be able to include this in it. That's kind of one of the most exciting things from the original series that,
sure.
Probably audience have never heard played live. And I don't think our orchestra players, they probably won't have done it. These programs do kind of tend to fall into, we're doing a Star Wars show and it's those same hits. And so we're trying to like check off those big ones that I mentioned, but also go a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other examples of that is from The Force Awakens, which is when the first of the sequel series, which featured Rey. And Rey's theme, which was one of the other tunes that John Williams really said that he really liked. And, you know, after he did the first and the second of the big sequel things that came out much later, he said, I wasn't sure that I wanted to write them. But then I realized that if I didn't score the last film, The Last Jedi, he said someone else would get to write music for Rey, and I sort of have a crush on her, so I wanted to be the one to finish up her story. So, which I thought was very, very sweet too.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that music as well. And then the other thing that I think is really worth mentioning is from The Rise of Skywalker, again, that last film in the series, the speeder bike chase.
Oh, yes, so yes, really yes.
Again, I don't think the orchestra has, I know this orchestra has never played it, and most of our players would not have played that as well. So those are some of the deeper cuts that we'll get to hear as well.
You know, the thing is, as you were describing the different music and the different from the different movies that comes from, made me think about the one time that I had watched a documentary about music and the movies. Is that if you know, we take for granted while we're watching the movie of hearing that music, and of course that does, you know, a tremendous feeling and excitement with what's going on the screen. But if you go and take away that music and just watch it just without music, it's kind of like, oh, gee, you know, it's kind of bland. Even a lot of action going on, but you know, right. You know, that music really accentuates what's going on screen.
For sure. And I do a little demonstration sometimes, which I've done here for Kiwanis and Rotary and others sometimes. It'd be fun to pull that out again and maybe do it at the concert. I hadn't thought of this. But where I show this sequence from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You know, there's part where they're on the bicycle.
Yeah.
And like he takes an apple and picks it. And then they go to this barn and sort of, and it's this beautiful, this sun is streaking through the barn. And so if you play that, that's the music there is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Oh, sure.
Very famous song. It won the Best Academy Award for best song. And so I take that sequence, but we show it a second time and we play instead the music from a horror film. And when they go into that barn, it's so scary because you're hearing this different music and the light streaming through, which was beautiful in the other sequence, now is very menacing. And you're like, oh, don't go in that barn. And then we do it a third time and we play the music from Forrest Gump where she says, run, Forrest, run. And you know, braces come falling off his legs and he just starts running. And so, and then here we have this inspirational, wonderful sequence. So it goes from the comedy of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head to this scary horror film to this like really kind of inspiring thing, all based on the music. And John Williams, his music really captures each moment. We often say that he tells you what to feel about what you're seeing and puts it all in context. And so much of this wonderful music does that.
It does. And, you know, it really, you know, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program here, Bruce, is how much that the orchestra members do enjoy doing this. And it really does, I mean, bring out so much of the orchestra because that's what there was written for.
Exactly. It was written for a really wonderful big symphony,
yeah,
a large orchestra, but also of really magnificent players. And so the wonderful orchestra members here of the Adrian Symphony, we're so lucky that we have such incredibly talented people who
come
from Toledo and Detroit and Ann Arbor and Lansing, all around the area, to come together and play this great music. And it feels good to play for them. And everybody has something to do. Nobody has boring parts in this music. You know, sometimes the tuba player on some of our concerts will be like, all I did with this concert was go bomb, bomb, bomb. But not here at all. You know, everybody has an interesting thing to do, which is one of the real strengths of the music, as you say, that it was written for this type of musical instrument.
Really. Yes.
What I think is the greatest musical instrument is the orchestra, for sure.
Well, we got everybody interested about Star Wars, the sequel. Libby, give us the details about how to get tickets.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Dale. Thanks, Bruce. So Star Wars, the sequel will be happening Friday, February 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Dawson Auditorium on the Adrian College campus. Tickets are available online at adriansymphony.org. by phone at 517-264-3121. And we will have the box office open at the door at Dawson Auditorium beginning at 5 p.m. on the 14th.
Now, the one thing we haven't mentioned yet is that there's going to be one additional special thing at the concert.
That's right. Well, not just one, but two.
Oh, damn.
We'll have the costume contest, which is hugely popular among our community. So come in costume, your favorite Star Wars character, and we will have a costume contest on stage during the concert, and the audience decides who the winner is. But in addition to that, we have We will have costume characters in the lobby also for photo ops.
Oh, cool.
So we'll be back again. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. The League of Enchantment will be here.
Great.
With their professional level costumes for sure. We always look forward to that. So again, it's happening Friday, February 14th. We thank the Michigan Arts and Culture Council, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Lenawee Community Foundation for their ongoing support, and our title sponsor this season, Planewave Technologies, for their support as well.
It's going to be another great concert, and looking forward to it. This is going to be so great, and I always enjoy these two. They're just so much fun, and to be able to hear the fullness of the orchestra doing these two, it's just awesome. Bruce Kiesling, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having us, Dale.
And Libby Watson, thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.